Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff, in for Joe Donahue. July 13th through 15th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a weekend of music, song, dance, film, readings, and more at the inaugural Birdcliff Festival of the Arts in Woodstock, New York. The week-long celebration features 17 arts groups with shows and events running day and night at the Birdcliff Theater, Birdcliff Barn, Kleinart James Art Center, the Colony Cafe, and other locales around town. Here now to tell us more about this big event, and it is a big event, Paul Green, founder of the School of Rock and now Woodstocker. He serves as the director for the first annual Birdcliff Festival of the Arts. Myra Blaustein, executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival. Carrie Harrison, artistic director of the Woodstock Players. Everybody, welcome to the Roundtable. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Ray.
Nice to be here. Good morning.
So this is no small undertaking. This is big.
It's quite big. We love the way it has been building up. It began, I think, as an idea from Matthew from Birdcliff Colony, the Art Guild, and very quickly he gathered at least nine organizations that are either art organizations in Woodstock or well-known and accomplished artists, and together we have been developing what has quickly become a very layered and interesting and sure to be very entertaining three-weekend event that I hope a lot of people will come to and enjoy.
So it started with nine, and it rapidly grew from there. Were people and organizations just clamoring to be part of this?
I think so, Paul.
It was pretty easy to, when we went over the festival, we wanted to make sure we had at least three events at any given time.
Right.
So we took all the appropriate times over a weekend and said, okay, let's do a grid of three events at a time so that people could have their selection. And the whole point is cross-pollinization. So once I saw that we were a little heavy in this department, I said, oh, we need a little music. And now we need something that's a little different. So we brought in Lucas Handworker, Teen Mentalist.
Now, the Teen Mentalist, you got to tell me about
this
one.
He's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, you give him like the dictionary and he'll memorize it in 10 minutes and then you can ask him questions.
It's really funny. That never happened. I used to teach him at the day school. It's curious how hard he found that homework, considering that he's a team member.
Very interesting indeed. Now it's a little inside baseball. And it's a very varied list of events. I mean, you have a concert with Happy Traum,
yes.
and Memoir A Go-Go, which I think is a great name for an event. And that's not the first one, correct?
They have done it. The Memoir Go-Go is part of the Woodstock Writers Festival, and they have done it in the past 3 years already. And I think it has a huge fan base, and it's very, very interesting and also inspiring for anybody who loves literature, who wants to write, or just loves to read it.
Yeah, the nine of us originally got together, and we saw an opportunity for cross-pollinization. You know, when you do an all-writers festival, you get the literary types in, and when you do a music festival, you get the rock people in. But we said, well, if we do an event with a little bit of everything, then someone who might not normally go to see Clyde Forth Dance Theater is already in Woodstock. They've already bought a ticket or a festival pass, and then they'll go see that, and then vice versa. Her core audience will come here, and we'll get to check out a Woodstock Film Festival movie, and then hopefully come back for the Woodstock Film Festival itself, which is such a wonderful event, and that's, I'm also a part of that.
And I'd like to say this is not a festival that just invented itself out of nowhere. The Birdcliff is the oldest continuous arts colony in America,
yeah.
And it's really a miracle that there hasn't been a festival until now, because its contribution to the arts is very considerable over four generations, and now we're able to bring this together and found a festival that will continue that into the future.
And you're sure that this will not be the last?
We are sure that this will not be
the
last.
We're quite sure.
This year was to learn. We said, let's make all the mistakes this year so the next year can be awesome. Well,
if you've made mistakes, obviously you've done a few things right. Let's talk about just some of the list of events coming up this weekend.
Please.
Let's do it.
I'm producing. When we sat down with the event, I looked at it and we need something a little more populist. So I'm a huge Jesus Christ Superstar fan. So I'm personally directing a concert of the original album, and it features Aaron Freeman, Gene Ween from Ween, and Joey Eppert and Tracy Bonham, and a lot of like local Woodstock musicians. It's going to be fantastic. What are you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing some theater. We've got two theater troupes appearing. There's Shauna Cantor's Voice Theater, which is a very experienced theater company, and they're bringing a production of Brian Friel's Lovers that you shouldn't miss. And my own theater company are doing a new play of mine. We've done a new play of mine every year for the last 5 years, and that has some interesting actors in it, too.
What's the name of it?
Oh, the play?
That's a great idea, the title.
Thank you. It's called Hedgerow Specimen, And it's about a lady who walks across America over a period of 28 years. Hmm. So you see her do that. And her only companion is a talking snail. So those of you who think it would be fun to be in the company of a talking snail for a while, this is the show for you.
Well, of course. Now, one of the interesting ones on the list that I saw was an interactive opera soiree. An unusual night at the opera. How does one put together an interactive opera soiree without having a cacophony of bad singing?
I don't know. Maybe they take requests. I personally would like to spend the whole evening listening to the three opera singers that they're bringing us.
The audience will not be interacting and singing.
Maybe they will. But I know that Maria Todaro and Louis Ote and Kerry Henderson are going to be singing, and you'd have to go to the Met to hear voices like that. So I want them to keep singing. But if I was asked to contribute, I would chip in.
So you'd sing as well?
Fearless.
Very nice.
I mean, he just really got on the point is we all wanted this festival to happen so much that each of us work she runs her own festival and he puts on plays all across the world. But we all contributed at a fraction of our normal, performance fees to contribute art for this. So all with an eye towards making Birdcliff a premier arts festival for years to come.
Well, if you are just joining us, we're talking to Paul Green, Myra Blaustein, and Carrie Harrison. They are all deeply involved in an event going on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the inaugural Birdcliff Festival of the Arts in Woodstock, New York. And there is a website. We're only just scratching the surface here. And the website, I believe, I don't want to get it wrong, so I will actually read it. It is birdclifffestival.org, and that's with a Y, two F's, an E, and,
correct,
and
yes.
some
yes.
various consonants and vowels as well.
You always want a URL you have to explain on the radio.
That's yeah, funny. That always works. Yes. But, we'll mention it again at the end. Yeah. So let's see, what else do we have here, Myra? What do you have in store for us?
Well, the Woodstock Film Festival is showing a film that I think it's the first time it's going to be in theaters in the East Coast. It first premiered in Sundance, and I saw it there. It's called Why Stop Now, and it's starring Hudson Valley resident and Academy Award winner Melissa Leo. He's also a very good friend of the festival and a phenomenal actress. And she is playing the mother of Jesse Eisenberg, who is also Academy Award nominee for, I forget now.
And Tracy Morgan.
And Tracy Morgan. For him, that's his first film role, which is part drama, part comedy. I mean, in film world, it's called dramedy.
Right.
And yes. It's the film is about, Jesse Eisenberg is this amazing pianist whose goal is to get into the top shelf music academy in the country, and he's got this audition coming up, but his mother, Melissa Leo, who is very much a drug addict with a lot of problems, is just constantly bringing him down, constantly distracting him, and constantly not letting him get to where he's supposed to be getting, and he's constantly trying to get there while helping her in the meantime, and doing all of that. Tracy Morgan, who is her drug dealer, is just shifting things left and right and twists and turns for the whole film, and it's, like I said, it's part very, very funny and part also really serious because of Jesse's extreme talent and Melissa's extreme addiction.
Yeah.
So the film is really great, and it is going to be released by IFC Films, but not before it will be showing in Woodstock this coming weekend. So it's a real treat to show it there, and the director is going to be there, the producer is going to be there, select cast is going to be there. So there'll be in-depth Q&A after the screening. It's going to be really just totally fantastic.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall during the film just to see Tracy Morgan. I mean, if you see him on the talk shows, he would appear to be somewhat of a loose cannon.
Well, he is a loose cannon. He's also a very, very serious man, actually. And he took, I know a lot about the making of the film because I know just about everybody who's been working on it. And he actually took his role very, very seriously. And he was very close with one of the co-writer and co-director of the film, Ron Nicewarner, who's also an Academy Award nominee for the film Philadelphia. He's a great, great guy. So I know that he's taking this part very seriously, and he's very proud of it. And there's still a chance that he may come to the screening, by the way. So, and he was there at Sundance when they premiered the film. But because Sundance is so high up on the mountain, he actually had...
I read about that.
Yeah,
yes.
He was actually very affected by the elevation, and he had to be airlifted by a helicopter. But he's a great guy.
Okay. Now, Paul, before we wrap the segment, and I'm sorry if you've been over this ground before, The School of Rock. We've seen the movie.
Yes.
How close is that to reality?
A little close. I'm a much better guitar player than Jack Black is. And I'm more handsome. And
do you play a Gibson SG as well?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I'm a real guitar player. I play a Strat or a Tele.
All right, fair enough. Well, we are talking with Paul Green, Myra Blaustein, and Carrie Harrison. They're all involved with the inaugural Birdcliff Festival of the Arts in Woodstock, New York, an enormous undertaking, and you can learn everything about it that you want to learn at the website. And once again, I will read it unless one of you wants to help me and say it.
It's berkeleyfestival.org, Berkeley with a Y and an E in the end.
BYRDCLIFFE festival.org. And as you'll see when you go there, there's 27 different events, and all of them are one of a kind. I mean, many of them are one of a kind, but, you know, a premiere of the Tracy Morgan, Melissa Leo, Jesse Eisenberg film, of Jesus Christ Superstar review with rock stars in it, you know.
And I'd like to put in a word for the Festival Cabaret, which has a lot of local favorites, including Mick and Gilles, the people have laughed at and enjoyed for many years, all put together in one event.
All right.
So many of these art organizations have been rehearsing now for the past couple of weeks or so, at least. And there's really going to be, I mean, the caliber of the events, whether it's going to be Clyde Forth Dance Company or whether it's going to be the Phoenicia Festival of the Voice, they're going to be so outstanding.
Gary
so
Kivistad of Woodstock Chimes. Absolutely. His Drum Boogie Festival is doing an event. It's great.
I mean, they truly are a great number of events, and the best way to experience the festival is to buy a full festival pass, which is very inexpensive.
For $100, you can go to any shows you want.
Exactly. So I urge people to go on the website, and really, if you have more than one or two events that you want to see, and I think that's a good idea, just get the full festival pass, and you have really, I mean, you can just rule the whole festival.
All right. Well, it has been a delight talking to all of you. The Birdcliff Festival of the Arts takes place Friday through Sunday. That's coming up July 13th through 15th. Learn more at birdcliffestival.org. Paul, Myra, Carrie, thanks for being here. Have a great time this weekend. Don't work too hard. All right?
We hope to have fun.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.